Welcome back to Tell a Band to Go Home. This is a singer-songwriter show. It's December, you know, and it's time to accept our fate and realize that it's that time of year. And we'll play a couple of festive favorites leading into mentioning that good, lovely show that we just heard about, and then whatever else, you know. Is Jeremy listening? Somebody call Jeremy. I'll give you a second. Tell Jeremy to come closer to the Sonos for a minute. We'll send this one out to Jeremy and everybody else who's wishing and hoping that this year, maybe this year, if you've been lucky, is the finally the year where you get yourself a banjo.
Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. My brother got the train that he asked for, my sister even got a violin. How did he miss the one thing on my list in the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice, told him I would play so loud that high lonesome sound fill up the town and I'd make my parents so proud. But Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Ask my parents if they know why Santa always leaves me sad. I do well in school and I follow the rules, and I don't think I've been bad. But maybe it's too hard for the workshop, maybe it's too tricky for the elves. Since I'll never understand, I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry.
Snacks, rode his old pack right over his back, opened the window of his little shack and shouted, "Oh, dash around, dance and vixen and blitzen, come on here, we gotta get a going and spread some cheer, so limp your legs and sharpen your hooves, 'cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roof." So the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race. He shook off the ice and snow, boarded his sleigh and then yelled, "Let's go." All of the little toys were happy to be, 'cause they were so bright and new. A little piano then started to play. Old Santa began to swing and to sway. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it with the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. Oh, the reindeer boogied in the middle of the road. "Tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left and boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night." A mighty big load on, boogie to the left and the boogie to the right, to the rain to boogie this Christmas Eve night.
There are the good lovelies. They're going to be in Winnipeg. We'll talk about that in just a second. That's Maliki Liki Maka. Always makes me think of Christmas Vacation, and rightly so. Might be time to dust that one off. Got to watch it every year. That's the good lovelies from their holiday record, Under the Mistletoe. Before that, we heard, we'll send that one out to Chelsea today. Booker T and the MGs, more than just Green Onions, more than just Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Merry Christmas, Baby, featuring the great Steve Cropper. That was from the Booker T and the MGs Christmas album, In the Christmas Spirit. Before that, we heard the legendary Hank Snow with the Reindeer Boogie from the classic record Christmas with Hank Snow. And David Miles in there, Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo, from his terrific Christmas album. It's Christmas, and it is. And it's also the 10th anniversary of the Good Lovelies starting things out. And I guess right at the very beginning of their career, I didn't realize it was so close to the beginning, but our pal Devin pointed out on Facebook the other day that he booked them at his first festival 10 years ago, a festival lineup that still lives on in infamy. There's some Hall of Fame somewhere that has that lineup in it. What a stellar lineup. I'd completely forgotten that they were even a part of that stellar lineup. So it must have been right around when this band started. And might be time to bring them back, Dev. I don't know. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Friday they're going to be here celebrating 10 years and celebrating the Christmas season. So it's a Christmas concert, but you know you'll hear some old Good Lovelies favorites as well. And it's, you know, I'm going to be in the big city on the weekend, and I just realized that they play here on Friday, and then they do the Christmas show in Toronto on Saturday at the Harbourfront Center. So, you know, I could actually see it. I'm thinking they're probably not driving on this tour if they're playing in Toronto the next day. I don't know. Why don't we play one or two more from those lovelies, because they are lovely. Here's one. I don't know. If you listen to CBC, you might be sick of this one, but I think it's terrific. And Luc Doucette really shines on this, so why not? From their latest record, Burn the Plan, these are the Good Lovelies playing Friday at the Big West End Cultural Center.
side, no quench for thirst. My mouth was dry. We won't go down, down, down into the cold, dark ground. We'll be set upon the wind, never to be found. And when they ask what's come of us, we'll laugh on dreams of dust.
Good Lovelies, and I just realized it is Good Lovelies, not The Good Lovelies, which I kind of like. That's Down, Down, Down from their self-titled debut, and before that, we heard Waiting for You from their latest Burn the Plan. I want to play you some lovely stuff, some big news coming out of Germany today, for me anyway. Very excited. Our pal Dietmar, he runs the best festival in the world, the Static Roots Festival in June. It was kind of started last year as a one-time thing, and then it was so freaking amazing that all of us insist that he do it again. Maybe to his chagrin, I'm not sure. But one of the greatest parts about going to that amazing festival last year was getting introduced to John Bleck and the Rats, and I'm so obsessed with this band. I just love them so much, and I thought, man, I got to see this band again. And then today he announces, well, they're playing it 2 years in a row. That was pretty much all I needed to punch my ticket. Not that I really, you know, needed convincing in the first place, but the chance to see this band again is well worth it. They don't really play in North America, so you might want to make your plans to come on over and check them out. They're so good. I'll play a couple of other folks who are playing the amazing Static Roots Festival, June 9th and 10th as well. And you might just want to hop on the old bird and come with me. It'll be fun.
Asked me to lie with her a while. No words of love, thank Lord above. She couldn't drag me down the aisle. She closed her eyes, addressed again, and left only a note. One simple line, so unrefined, an old Robert Frost quote. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. Caroline tried a while but could not tie me down. As pretty as a movie star with hair of golden brown. I stuck around and got my fill, knew not to stay too long.
I left before the song would end, before the lights came on. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. Repent, repent, the preacher cried, but I would not listen. Tell me of your sins, my child, or we'll be forgiven. I cannot heed your words, for I am the barren soil. You are the day, I am the night, your water, I am oil. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name. They're calling out my name, boys, calling out my name.
Yeah.
the city of time, set careful in a frame on an altar in my mind. When I'm hating what's before me and I do not know my place, there's a longing from within my heart, puts tears upon my face. I wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you, and you might talk me down and put my mind at ease. If it were Monticello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now, don't wait for me. Far back as I can see, there's been a wild desire that pulls me to the road and swells in me like fire. Though my happiness is there and all that's new I find, I still wish it were here with you, even now from time to time. I wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you, and you might talk me down and put my hello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now, don't wait for me. Hello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now, don't wait for me.
You never wrote a song for me. Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Well, you could tell a story like it's never been told, and you can play the guitar like the boys of old. You got songs about losing and songs about lying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Well, I'd write you a song, girl, if I could, but lately the words don't come too good. I got songs about women and songs about war, but I never wrote a song that you could call yours. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on guitar strings. Got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Would you believe
believe me if I told you I was working on one right now. It ain't no don't be cruel and no gospel plow. It's got a couple good lines and some minor chords. Just might be a song that you could call yours. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking, songs about dying. But I never had a song that I could call mine. Seems that I went and wrote a song for you. Hold the applause, baby, till I'm through. Now you won't have to ask for it anymore. 'Cause you finally got a song that you could call yours. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. Got songs about drinking and songs about dying. But I never had a song that I could call mine. Now that you went and wrote a song for me, where's the part about the eyes like fire and the pearly white teeth? I was hoping for something just a little bit more upbeat. Well, go ahead and write another song for me. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. Got songs about drinking, songs about dying. But I never had a song that I could call mine.
You know all.
Bryson. Remember, we first had that song on a Kelp Records compilation years ago. Finally saw the light of day this year on his record, Somewhere We'll Find Our Place. I just can't get enough of it. So good. Rust and Fade. That's Jim Bryson. And can you keep a secret? I hear that it's possible that Jim might be making a German appearance in the new year as well. Shh. Don't tell Dietmar that I told you, because I don't want him to get mad at me. That would be really bad. So don't tell him, okay? I do know for sure that Jack Marx is going to Germany. That's pretty exciting. I still love that song. Oh, my God. Song for me from Blues Like These. It's so good. I got to listen to Jack's new record. Man, it's not... Every time Jack puts out a new record, he sends me an email and says, hey, what's your address? I'll send you a copy. And he never, ever does. And you know what? I'm going to buy one next weekend in Toronto. I'm going to find a copy. I'm going to find Jack. He always plays somewhere. I'll figure out where he is and I'll go find him. I'll get one. That's my mission. We also heard Aaron Ray and the Meanwhiles. Oh my God. I swoon. And just a memory that warms my heart every single time. Sitting at Dietmar's kitchen table, eating a marvelous German breakfast. And he says, hey, have you heard this before? And no, I hadn't. And now I love it. Monticello from the album Soon Enough. And Aaron Ray in the Meanwhile is going to be at the Static Roots Festival. Oh, my God. That's worth going for alone. But as is the return of John Bleck and the Rats, I love them. I love them. I want them to come here so badly, but I want it to be worthwhile. I don't know. Wandering Child there from their album of last year, Borders. John Bleck has a new solo record, which is also terrific, which we've played for you before and we'll play for you again. And we heard from the John Bleck and the Rats record, Leave Your Love at the Door. We heard Calling Out My Name. A couple of songs got to hear at the Static Roots Festival. Oh, my God. So good. So good. Here, you know what? Dietmar is not only one of the finest people on earth. He also has amazing taste in music. He just released his top 20 records of the year. And because I've been so busy and, frankly, so lazy, I haven't done a thing as far as putting together my list. I'm just going to steal his. Okay, so my top 20 list, you can just sign my name to Dietmar's list. You can go on Facebook. I send it out. It's so good. And you know what? I'll play a couple things off that to end off the show. And here's another highlight of this year's Static Roots Festival. Love this guy. I still haven't listened to this new record, which I'm ashamed to say, but I must do so right away. It's brand new from Melogian. I'll be all right.
Funny. leather jacket was heavy as the pain in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain, diamond drops are sparkling on the zipper and chain. In the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain. His CB750 is taking purple away in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain, that motorcycle madman has led her heart astray in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain. Wishes are like lightning, don't you move too slow in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain, pain comes when you touch one and have to let it go in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain.
notes will fade away. Others, they know when to stay, but it's hard to know. No, I don't suppose you're one of those for simple things, but it ain't that simple, babe. No, not at all. Gonna be when they all come to see you, yeah. Oh, oh, about the one you want, the one you want, the one you want.
It's there. See, there it is. Another great one. So good. That's Peter Brentnell, Mr. Sunshine. And, well, what do you know? Peter Brentnell will be at the Static Roots Festival in Germany this June and next June as well. It's pretty exciting. Before that, we heard The Loved from their self-titled record. We heard The One You Want. We heard Aaron Lee Tastian. Been a big fan for a number of years, all thanks to Dietmar. New record, Silver Tears. Still haven't heard the record, though. I got to get in shape. Memphis Rain was the name of that track. That sounds pretty darn good. And we heard Melodian in there with a song called I'll Be All Right. And I think it'll be all right. You know, you never know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it'll be all right, especially if you stick around. What's the Narrative is coming up right quick. They're doing a song train today. We'll try not to get hit or fall off the train or something. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure it's going to be great. 4 o'clock, What's the Narrative? 5 o'clock, Waxy's Dargle. 6 o'clock, Comfort Cafe. Oh, just such good stuff here in UMFM on Sundays. I still don't know why they let me come in here, but I'm so glad, and I'll do it again. Coming up on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. I guess that one will be pre-recorded probably, as will Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home, but we'll be back live after that. And thanks for being here, everybody. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all kinds of podcasts and playlists and such.